This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is sponsored by Tia Armstrong with Property Place Solutions, brokered by EXP. Tia is a local real estate agent who prides herself in being a value add in all her clients' real estate transactions. Whether it's an investment property or your next home, you can rely on Tia to help you with whatever you need. Check her out on her socials at Tia Armstrong or give her a call at 615-497-5336.
So you got some chickens, didn't you? Got some chickens, right?
We'll change this. I am a professional chicken farmer now.
How many you got?
I got, well, three. I want three more. I just got to figure out where to find them. But they're actually my wife's, and she's named them all. I forget their stupid-ass names. But one of them is not laying eggs, and she's about to be dinner. If she doesn't start kicking some eggs out of there.
How does that happen? So was she laying eggs prior?
You know, she just stopped. I don't know if it was the heat. I don't know what happened. I'm not a chicken whisperer by any means, but you know, I do enjoy holding them and petting them, and
is it calming?
It's very calming to pet a chicken, you know. They're kind of an interesting animal.
Do you talk to them?
I do talk to them on occasion. And they just kind of look at you with
that little bitty brain of theirs.
Little bitty brain. Of course, their brain's probably bigger than mine.
So how many eggs are you getting a day?
We get 3 eggs a day, which is more than enough to feed our family. But I need 3 more chickens, so... But yeah, we're doing the we got the raised beds going. We're just, you know, because things are kind of crazy now, so
gotta have an outlet for joy, right?
Yeah, we're gonna. My wife turned into crazy plant lady during Corona outbreak lockdown, and she grows stuff and raises chickens and. You know, we're just going to do what we do until we can't do it anymore, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So are you going to expand this funny farm operation? Any plans for that? You know, you're going to like the movie Babe or something over at the Sally facility.
I can't slaughter a pig, man.
You wouldn't have to slaughter it.
I mean.
You just have a pet pig.
We've been thinking about, but then see, when you got... Like pet animals like that, you got to think about the shit factor. Because there's always a shit factor involved.
They dig in the mud and roll around in
it. I mean, they shit everywhere.
Never had a pig experience. I'm sure they do. And they get it in their tail and they just spin it around everywhere.
Even the chickens, dude. I just got a fucking... You're literally watching where you walk so you don't step on chicken shit, you know? But, hey... Free eggs. So,
are you gonna plan on selling the eggs, or are you just pretty much keeping them in house?
Yeah, we're eating every one of them motherfuckers, man.
They're pretty good, aren't they? I love farm fresh eggs.
They're good. No hormones.
No hormones. Mm. No pesticides. No GMOs in the food, really.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah. What? How do you cook your eggs? You like them scrambled or sunny side up? Or
I'll eat them boiled. I'll eat them fried.
I can't do a boiled egg, man.
Can't do a boiled egg?
I mean, I can, kind of.
Chris Woodford.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of can. It has to be a little bit deviled. And it's not necessarily even the taste. And I'm never, you know, give it to Mikey and he'll eat it. That's how I live my life for the most part. But there I do draw the line at some things. And boiled eggs is just kind of one of them because they're one texture on the outside, but then they're another, like, grainy, sandy, dry, powdery on the inside.
See, that intrigues me. I actually, that's what I like about a boiled egg, man. I'm like, give me
that egg. Do you dip it in hot sauce or anything?
Pepper, man.
Okay.
Black pepper right on top of it. And just
learn. Do you make that noise when you eat it, too?
I do, actually. I make that noise just for general, random.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's a good icebreaker. Yeah, just go up and growl at somebody. And pretty much just break the ice right off the bat.
Oh, shit.
You got your kids helping on the funny farm? Do they have to clean, or is it pretty much just on you?
Man, my wife does it all. She does all that.
Okay.
We got it set up to where it's all nice, and she goes out there and sprays it clean every morning, and make sure they're fed.
Do they get in the pool?
They have not yet.
Okay.
They have attempted to get on the front porch.
You've got an iron dome out there.
The iron dome has succeeded in blocking them.
So they're free range chickens. They don't always have to stay in them.
Literally Hamas chickens. They try to. But, you know, they're pretty cool. I like them. I think I know their names, but, yeah, they're good. They're good. And they give eggs, so, hey.
It's a symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
It's a symbiotic relationship. I would recommend anybody with land, get you some laying hens.
Where'd you get your hens?
I got my hens from BK Farms up in Van Leer.
Okay.
And I need to get three more. And it's a pretty big farm operation. I mean, I think they're Amish or some shit. So that makes them doubly cool. But yeah, they're awesome, man. And
so are you going to get a rooster?
No, probably not.
No cock-a-doodle-doo for you?
I just don't want to eat rooster sperm, man, you know?
That's true.
I'm good with just an unfertilized egg.
Rooster sperm?
You know, you see that white thing in the egg? That's rooster sperm, man.
It's not what you want in your boiled egg, is it? No. It's an extra shot of protein, I guess, though, right?
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Those Mennonites, man, that's an interesting community of people.
Oh, they're amazing.
And they do some great things.
They're amazing, yeah.
And they have, their communities are so self-sustainable.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful because all of them kind of have their role, and they appreciate each other for doing that role, yeah. And they support each other in each other's role. You know, there's obviously drama within a community, but there's a good core foundation as far as what needs to happen. You know, there's not all chiefs and no Indians, and it's not just a bunch of Indians, you know, it's not the...
Well, they're hard workers, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had some stuff built around my place by the Mennonites, and that shit's top notch, mm-hmm. man.
Good quality stuff, and good craftsman work.
The price is like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It's that low?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, kudos to the Mennonites and the Amish around here, man. Whew, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
I actually want to join your community.
Yeah. What do you think it would take? Do you think they would accept us?
No.
Just be honest about that right off the bat.
They would not accept us because we'd be like lizard men.
Y'all don't even know what's going on.
Gray aliens, and they'd be like, get thee out.
Exiled from the community, right?
You know.
Thanks again to Tia Armstrong with Property Place Solutions, brokered by EXP, for sponsoring this episode. Be sure to reach out to her on her socials at Tia Armstrong or give her a call at 615-497-5336. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, Stay vibey, my friends.